This is the book. A part of which was revealed to me by the Lord of mankind on the day of Eid, which I delivered to the audience extempore, speaking under the influence of the Ruhul Amin, the spirit faithful to the trust. Surely this constitutes a sign from among the signs of God Almighty. It is not within the power of any human being to deliver such an address extempore. People were anxious, as they would be, to witness an Eid day, to see it being published. And those who have fostered a bond of love and reverence with me were keen to see it being published soon. Praise, therefore, be to Allah, who caused such people to see the fulfillment of their desire after they had waited long for it. They found their purpose like as a garden wherein branches of trees are laden with fruits. It is a miracle that has emanated from the grace of the Lord of creation and is meant to serve as a vehicle for people to attain success. It is a rain of divine mercy showered upon this country after it being struck by famine and rampant chaos. The verities and points of wisdom set forth in it are not to be found even in the most outstanding works of the wise men that have passed away. Indeed, these are the truths that have been revealed to me by the Lord of the universe. This treatise is the perfect manifestation of the said truths. Should any kind of secrecy remain while the Messiah has come? Will any secret remain hidden now while the Khatam al-Khulafa has appeared? No wonder, therefore, if you find yourselves hearing such points of wisdom from Khatam al-Amma that you've never heard heretofore from the scholars of the Ummah. In fact, it would have been a matter of great surprise if the promised Messiah, that awaited Imam, Arbitrator, and the Khatam al-Khulafa, had not brought any new guidance from God, and conversed only like ordinary scholars, failing to demonstrate the difference between darkness and light. I have named this treatise Khutbah al-Hamiyah. It was taught to me by God Almighty in the form of a revelation, and it constitutes a sign. Printed at the Ziaul Islam Press, Qadian, under the auspices of Hakim Fazluddin of Behra in 1319, Blessed Hijrah.